coming up on this episode of Cryptid Addicted. The howl is like, oh, and this is more like, ah!
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I gotta call you back in a minute. Yeah.
What the shit?
Hey. Hi. What's up?
How are you? How are you, Patty? I didn't ask that last time.
You didn't. It was a bit rude of you. I didn't want to say anything, but I'm glad you've made amends. For those listening, we're recording a bunch of episodes all at once.
Mm-hmm.
So we're partway through. I am good. I am, to be honest, I'm a bit hungry for prosciutto because you've been eating it on your end.
On camera,
on
too.
On camera. Mm. But otherwise, I am contented.
That's a real shame because, as you know, I was expecting friends over today and I bought a whole cheese board and charcuterie, which you could just pop over and have with me right now, just behind this door, ready to go.
I hate you.
can you just nip on a little bit of a flight? Come on over. I'll hold, you know, meat never goes off. I mean, that sort of meat never goes off. Cheese never goes off. It will wait. I'll wait for you.
Thanks. Thanks, Meek.
Any excuse to bribe you to come over here.
Yeah, it's going to take more than a bit of prosciutto. It costs like $4,000.
Oh, you buy the plane ticket. I'll buy the cheese.
Yeah, I'll buy the cheese. Meet you at mine. I don't really feel like going out, so.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, everyone. This is our mini-sode where we talk about cryptids, because all we talk about is cryptids, but mm-hmm. where we talk about the news and smaller stories that users have sent us and little more bite-sized content pieces like that instead of just focusing in on the one cryptid.
Yeah, and it should be shorter if we can get our shit together.
But still fresh, because all our content is fresh.
Unlike my prosciutto,
yeah,
a little bit old,
a bit stiff, if I'm honest.
Yeah, it was a little crispy, but that's okay.
And not crispy like bacon crispy like, ooh, I wish this wasn't crispy.
No, you want your prosciutto like floppy, not crispy.
Yeah. Some flaccid prosciutto, yum, just how I like it.
Some floppy meat. Okay, well, first up, before we jump in, we always like to do a call for encounters for these little episodes. So if you're a listener and you have seen something in the wild, something near your home even, doesn't even have to be wild, that you can't explain. So, for example, we've had some people possibly encountering a Bigfoot or hearing things in the woods that they can't quite explain, seeing things like maybe werewolves, anything. Depends where you live, really. Depends on what cryptids you have around you. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, there was a big owl thing, maybe? Or maybe it wasn't an owl. I forget. A thing that, like, fuck it, nah, I'm aborting this line of thought. I'm sorry.
How dare you interrupt my flow with your random shit. Yeah, so if you've seen something, or additionally, if you want us to look at anything that maybe you've come across online, you're not sure if it's real, or you're not sure if it's actually this, that, or the other, can send that in to cryptidaddicted@gmail.com or our social media, cryptidaddicted, Instagram, Facebook.
Send it to us, the experts.
And we'll look at it and
we'll tell you what it is definitively.
Definitively. We will lay down our reputation to make a call on what it is. Cool. All right. Well, first off, we start with the news. And Patty, would you like to take this one about Japan?
Yeah, sure.
You like Japan?
I do like Japan. That's right. News item number one is that I'm not totally clear on this, actually. I wanted to seek clarification before we started recording, but I forgot to do that, so it's too late. Fuck. The first museum dedicated to Japanese folklore has opened near Hiroshima. What I want a clarification on is whether it is the first museum on Japanese folklore in the whole world or just Sorry, whether it's the first museum on folklore in the whole world or whether it's just the first on Japanese folklore. That's what
first on Japanese, I would say.
Yeah.
I think there's some in America, probably.
Probably. I haven't heard of any, but it seems like one would exist. Anyway, this new thing has opened. So it's a new museum on Japanese folklore, which has opened in Hiroshima. And they have a word to describe, I'm not sure if it's the same as cryptid or if it's just like mythological creatures, but they have this word yokai, yeah. Which I guess just means like strange beasts or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot more of a broad umbrella term. So it can cover things from like paranormal spirits to actual like monsters and cryptids to very, very fairy tale sort of weird shit.
Okay.
So it's this great umbrella term.
I guess that's consistent with the Japanese cryptids we've covered so far, which have been fucking weird.
Yeah.
Like they steal your spirit balls by putting their hands up your butts, that sort of thing.
Yeah. The
kappa. Yeah. Anyway, the name of this thing is, it is also, like, it's a half folklore museum, but it's also a memorial to a guy who donated 5,000 items from his collection to the museum. His name is Yumoto Koichi, which I think is just pretty cool. He was a 68-year-old ethnologist, so study of different ethnicities, and also like a big fan and researcher of yokai, so like supernatural strange creatures. And I find it impressive that he had 5,000 items to donate from his collection, which presumably is much larger than 5,000 items.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty cool news. I would be really keen to go and see it.
Yeah, absolutely. So from a like cryptozoological standpoint, obviously there's going to be some some kappa stuff, maybe some ishi stuff, who is the plesiosaur in sort of South Japan, in Lake Akita. I just have no idea what will be there, though. Like, will it be trinkets and, like, little things? I can't imagine. Oh, my God, their gift shop is going to be so fucking good. Oh, God. Oh.
I got to call you back in a minute. Yeah. Yeah, it's exciting. I'm a bit sad because I've already been to Hiroshima, and I don't think I would go back just for this. But have you been to Hiroshima?
I went past it on the train, but obviously... It was where that place disaster that got bombed. Happened.
Oh, well. Keeps eating.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, not 100 million miles away from what happened. I mean, it's got a horrible reputation because of the bombing.
The thing we don't mention.
The bombing. Yeah. The thing we don't mention. So, I didn't even know that. I didn't look into it. To be honest, I just didn't look into it. I had too many other things. But I would totally make my way there specifically for this. I mean, each to their own, I guess.
Mm-mm.
I would. This definitely is a tourist attraction for me.
Cool. All right. Well, we should do it. I want to go back to Japan for sure. It was going to be my next trip, but then fucking friend got pregnant, so now I have to go to America.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But it'll be the next trip. Japan. Okay. Return to Japan. Such a great country. The food's so good. Oh,
yeah.
Anyway, I don't want to get too caught up in that.
Yeah, I'm keen to go back as well.
That's great. You should all go to Japan. We should get money from the Japanese government for spruiking their country. No, I don't even want money. I just do it. You know, it's its own reward. What a great country. All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, news item number two is not...
Shut up. No, I haven't finished.
Oh, fuck, sorry.
No, my last thing on this one is that... Did you see the advertisement for the museum?
No, I didn't. Hang on.
Holy
shit! On my phone, it was. I probably just thought it was an ad and was like, "Whoa!"
Oh, it is an ad.
Let me have a
look. But what an ad!
What an ad! Hang on.
You should watch it right
now.
Is
it a video?
Yeah, it's a video.
Oh yeah, yeah. Hang on. Okay, hang on. I'm gonna pull it up on my desktop. All right, I'm watching it. It's 1:30. Oh wow, it's already weird. Oh my god. I wish I could read Japanese.
Yeah.
This is like, this is really high quality.
I know, there's like a whole series of these. I don't understand what's going on. I think it's like a skeleton and a man made of muscles.
Yes, I freaked out. Who's this Japanese lady? She's dancing. Oh, now they're both dancing as well. They're not freaked out anymore. Oh, it's all synchronized. Oh, wow.
I wish I could dance like this. Look at her knees. They're going off.
This is how everything should be advertised.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, I don't know what's happening.
Neither do I. I love it.
Are they yokai? Oh, there's yokai.
It was like a yokai tornado.
It's like that yokai that's like a giant, gross, dirty foot that like stomps through your roof and you have to clean it.
That's the story you tell to kids to scare them when they're young. And then the house got dirty and we had to clean it.
You gotta clean your feet. Ah,
oh,
all right.
Wow.
See, that was worth it.
That was a wild ride. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. All right. And I guess the only other thing, just because we're talking about Japan and is my podcast, so I do what I want. I am releasing a video of me in Japan looking for the plesiosaur ishi in Lake Akita, which is in South Japan. So I went out last year and went looking for the beast, made myself human bait, went snorkeling where there's apparently a monster, and went looking for it. So if you're interested in that sort of thing, I tried to go for like a Josh Gates Destination Truth vibe. Definitely have a look. Definitely let me know what you think. It's going to be on our website and it's going to be on our YouTube channel. So yeah, go for it.
Yeah, good hype. Boop, boop, boop. Yep. All right.
Okay.
That brings us to
news. Story number two.
Item number two. All right. You want to take this one?
Yeah. This is a downer again.
Yeah,
yay.
It is. Well, not again, because this is a different episode.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oliver was
this
the last
This is a downer.
Yeah, this is the first downer of this episode.
Oh, God. All right. Cast your mind back to episode two, friends, when we covered the Orang Pendek, the mystery ape of Sumatra. And at the end of the episode, you may remember that I announced that they had just discovered a brand new species of great ape known as the Tapu Nuli orangutan.
Mm-hmm.
The new species of orangutan was not Orang Pendek, but it's in the same fucking area. And it's just still a huge discovery. And it's like the world's rarest great ape that we know about. Great ape. Why can't I say that ever?
The great ape ate a great grape.
Worst tongue twister ever. So there's only 800 left in the world. And recent shots. So when we did this episode, there was like two or three really kind of crappy photos of these orangutans because they had literally just been found like that day. Now there's heaps of photos of these new orangutans and they're really cool. So I've got a photo here, which actually I'll send to you, Patty, because I'm not sure if you've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
But go onto our Facebook where we have these photos. They're also on our website. If you're listening to this on our website, this is a photo of this new species orangutan and it's got like a Pantene hair thing going where there's like the wind is blowing through it. It's like, oh, so gorgeous. Got a great beard as well. So, you know, these are important things.
That's amazing. His hair is in kind of like a halo, like he's the Messiah or something. I like that a lot. He looks wise too. All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. Well, actually, I'm just going to pause a little bit in here and do like a little thing because I have a correction about that episode two.
Oh, wow.
That I don't know if you know about, but it's kind of a big one. I kind of look like a complete jackass back then. Yeah. So I recently...
Only
20 remember,
episodes later.
A full year. So you may remember that... it was obviously in Sumatra, but it was a Dutch, like there was a lot of Dutch people involved. And yeah. Van, who I mentioned, was like, yeah, one of the main guys. So yeah. I've recently I've recently talked to an actual Dutch man, right? Who speaks Dutch.
An actual Dutchman. All right.
And we talked about our hero, Van Herwarden was his name. And it turns out... turns out I'm an idiot. Okay, so thank you to Tommy, who talked me through how Dutch language works and naming. So his name is not Van. Van means of, Like,
oh, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Shit, I know. John
as
of
in
Doe.
Dick, you know, Van Dyke. Yes. As in
John of Doe,
von,
yeah.
Karstein or whatever. Okay.
Jesus. From further research, the name appears to start with a J. So his first name is probably starts with a J. Mm-hmm. So like Jack or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all I can find. And apparently his last name translates to Lord's Value. So his real name is not Van, is J of Lord's Value. you can't make this shit up. So his name is not Van. Sorry for my ignorance. I'm learning. Aard appel skilmetje, that means potato peeler in Dutch.
I'm learning things kind of randomly in a haphazard fashion. We're going to begin with potato peeler. All right.
He also taught me Nuk ja Hollandia, which means like, fuck yeah, Australia.
Nice.
I don't know if that's really rude, so I might have to bleep that. Anyway, so thank you for Tommy for that. And I bet all the Dutch people listening around, you know, the Netherlands were laughing at me. So there we go.
Fuck you, Dutchies.
So I'm just going to keep calling him Van because I wanna.
I think that's a good policy. Yeah.
But I am well aware that I'm being an idiot while doing so. There we go.
So now it's ironic and therefore fine.
Now I'm just being hipster about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, let's go back to the sad news. All right, so basically these orangutans are fucked. So this area, basically what's happening is these rich douchebags are building a hydroelectric power plant and dam in the middle of this foresty area where not only these extremely endangered orangutans are, but also the Sumatran tigers and the critically endangered Sunda pangolins, but also possibly orang pendeks. So they're building this huge dam, and wildlife experts have literally said that these orangutans will not survive this creation. And there's a quote here, so I'm quoting directly from the article. Indonesia's largest environmental group, the Indonesian Forum for the Environment, filed a suit to stop the dam, providing evidence that the environmental impact behind this project was deeply flawed. There have been reports of other irregularities in the process. One scientist involved in the assessment said that his signature was forged to obtain a key permit, but on March 4th, a three-judge panel ruled against the motion, arguing that the environmental organization's complaints were irrelevant. Just fucking...
I'm all for this dam, I gotta say.
What the shit?!
Dams are great. Dams are, like, one of the greenest, most necessary technologies. They store beautiful solar and wind energy for use in off-peak times, like during the night when there's no solar.
But it's going to eradicate.
I just think we need more dams, and we didn't even know about these fucking orangutans until 2017. So, I mean, what we're not going to miss them.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yes,
that's,
we are going to miss them.
That's my view.
What
we'll miss more is if instead of a dam, they got to build more coal stations, and then and the sea levels rise and sweep all the orangutans away. No, I don't know. I haven't really given much thought to it. It's a bit sad. Orangutans are cute.
I forgot my cohort was a monster. So Bill Lawrence of the Center of Tropical Environmental and Sustainability Science at Australia's James Cook University, home turf, summarized it perfectly, saying, quote, "The science is solid on this. It's lunacy to go ahead with this project."
Yeah, from an environmental perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, from a like biological perspective. From an environmental perspective, building a dam is going to have huge environmental benefits. It's going to help combat climate change. We need more dams.
Fuck.
You know, there's a lot of dams. Norway, great country.
They also have not many orangutans.
That's true. Well, I mean, I imagine those two are possibly connected. I mean, they couldn't, right? Fucking orangutans get in the way of dams.
Well, now I'm confused.
I'm just messing with you. I like messing with the narrative that you're trying to go with.
Whatever.
I feel like there's so much shit happening to orangutans because of like the palm plantations, right? That was one of the. I've been watching Our Planet recently, the latest and hopefully not, but probably the last David Attenborough series.
Yeah, right.
You know, the one where he finally starts getting political and he's like, "Y'all are fucking up the planet." Because he's never done that before. He's just like, this is nature, and humans have a bit of an impact, but nature's pretty beautiful, and that's just the whole story.
Yeah.
But now he's getting real political up in this thing, and he's like, y'all fucking everything up. It's climate change, y'all.
But eloquent.
Long story short, Dave had a big episode about how orangutans are facing this huge threat from palm plantations, and I reckon that's probably the threat to focus on instead of one dam.
I guess so.
Because, like, orangutans don't. Like, even if we put dams everywhere, like, it's not gonna have such a huge impact on orangutans, right? It's just like this particular dam happens to be such that it's gonna have a big impact on these particular
Yeah,
orangutans.
these particular orangutans are going to be completely wiped out because there's 800 of them in the wild, and they're actually already fragmented. So they need around 500 in a population to continuously sort of reproduce. They take 15 years to become mature to reproduce. So, you know, and they're like us. They take ages to have the baby. They only have like one baby, so it takes a long time. So they've split off into three different populations currently, and only one of those populations actually has 500 in it.
Oh, wow.
So the other two are just like, well, bye. And this area, where the small area where they have only 500, is where the dam is going.
So they're not exactly thriving.
No, they're extremely endangered.
Well, okay, so they lost nature's lottery. They had their chance and they fucked it.
We fucked it.
Sounds like the dam is just accelerating the inevitable, to be honest. This
Oh, God.
is not a successful group of orangutans.
I'm sad now.
All right. Let's move
Well.
on to item number three.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So this is a listener request. The listener would like to remain anonymous, so I'm going to call them Greg. Hey, Greg. This is basically a clip online they found, and they've been looking at it, and they've been studying it, and they're still like, what the fuck? So they want us to have a look at it. Essentially, it's a YouTube clip, but you can't really see anything. It's just mostly about the audio. It's a guy standing in a car park. It's snowy. He's in America. And he's saying, what the fuck is that? And there's like this screaming, howling happening in the background. So I'm going to play that for you right now. And go.
What that is.
Chilling stuff.
Okay, so there's basically three good sounds in there. There's like one at the very, very fucking beginning when the video starts, and then there's a big gap, and then he says something, and then there's like one really, really obvious sound, and then like a slightly smaller after it. That's what I heard at least. So, I don't know, Paddy, who dis?
Who, I have no fucking idea who dis.
Oh, shit.
This time I'm like bamboozled, but that's not because like it's gotta be a new animal. It's just because I don't know what noises animals make. I'm just a dude, you know. I go work a job 9 to 5.
Do reset?
I don't know about a lot of animal sounds. It sounds like something in pain, something big, but I'm a bit stumped. I wouldn't even know how to begin researching this. Like, what, just look through random animal sounds in like Canada?
Yeah, so that's what I did. So basically,
Okay.
I read the comments, and every time someone said, "Nah, man, that's a blah," I googled blah blah sounds, and I have a whole collection, and I just sort of compared them side by side. So I've got a list.
Oh, that's very diligent of you. What did your research turn up?
Well, the most common things that people suggested was a moose or a elk slash buck elk.
Okay.
Buck elk, yeah. So that's like a man elk. And I have listened to both of those, and I don't think they sound right. So moose is similar, but obviously mooses have that like large nasally muzzle, so everything they, all those noises they make sound like very hollow and nasally. Really, this sounds like vocal and pitchy.
Okay,
I don't go for that. If you listen to elk sounds, actually, I can just be like super fucking interactive with this. All right, this is what a moose sounds like.
Oh, wow, wow. All right. And let me re-listen to the video. Yeah, no, it definitely sounds different. It sounds kind of like a screaming or like a rooster or something. The video one.
Yeah. Okay, and then this is an elk. So elks are, yeah, more high-pitched, like I said. So this is what an elk sounds like.
Oh, wow. Oh. Okay.
I mean, scary, but different. Like, high-pitched.
Yeah.
It's like a whistle.
Yeah, girlier. Yeah. less harrowing.
Less harrowing. So I obviously thought bears, but bears, everyone knows what a bear sounds like if you've seen The Revenant and stuff. So, I mean, I've got, in case you never heard what a bear sounds like, this is what a bear sounds like. Like, different, totally. Also quieter. I don't imagine that noise can travel that far.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's more like an aggressive roar with a bear, whereas this sounds like whatever it is in pain. I don't know. It is what it sounds like to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still not sure. Maybe like a husky elk. Like an elk that had smoked a lot. I'm not sure. What are you thinking?
Well, some of the other suggestions were coyotes, which sound like this. And then wolves, which is just a stupid suggestion, but because they sound like this. The only one that I think was like closest was a mountain lion. Which, have a listen to this.
Gonna re-listen to the original clip.
What that is.
That's different though, still different.
Still different.
It's close, you're right, closer, but yeah, still different.
Okay, so in all of those different things, obviously not quite right. So my money is on Bigfoot.
Bigfoot, oh man, we gotta get Bigfoot. All right.
Okay, I'm gonna send you a clip. If you haven't heard it before, basically it's called the Ohio Howl. It is generally thought to be a sound of a Bigfoot, basically. It's gone through rigorous testing and study, like zoologists who study different animals haven't been able to match the pitch to any known animal. So let me send you that.
What if it's just something dying? Like, a lot of the comments were like, oh, sorry, that was just me when I trod on some Lego or whatever.
Yeah.
Which I thought was very funny. but what if it's, like, animals make different sounds when they're in, like, a great amount of pain. So what if it's a sound that an animal doesn't normally make? It's just like a moose dying or something.
Possibility, but I just try, when those noises of those different animals, I just try and imagine them to the extremes. But, like, a lot of them I don't think could get that volume to start with.
Yeah, it is very loud. It sounds to me like a pained dog. I could believe that it's a wolf, like, that's in a lot of pain. Like, you know, have you ever heard a... You know, you may not have, but have you ever heard a dog get hit by a car?
No.
I've heard it, like, once, and it sounds really different to it. It's not like a bark that's just loud. It's like a different thing.
Shit.
Yeah.
No, I haven't heard that.
I don't know, it sounds a little bit like this.
You've seen a dog get...
That's my guess. I've heard.
You've heard a dog get hit by...
Yeah, I've heard a dog get hit by... You know, like, no, I can't think of any other good examples, but, like, yeah, it sounds really, like it puts you on edge. It sounds a bit like a scream, like, different to a bark. Like a squeal, you know?
Aww.
You know, like animals squeal when they're in pain, even though they don't often squeal normally, except for pigs.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah. That's my guess, but I don't know. Wait, so you think Sasquatch?
Yeah, I think that's definitely a possibility.
Alright, should I just YouTube Ohio?
No, I'm sending it to you. Hold on a second.
Okay, cool.
I mean, it's different though. I was going to send you the Ohio Howl. Like, this is the Ohio Howl, but... Okay, let's just listen to the Ohio Howl. You listen to it. So this is the Ohio Howl here.
Is it the thing in the background, like, not the dog?
Yeah, it's the...
That seems different again to this current one, but it reminded you of it?
Yeah, because just the volume and the sort of pitch.
Okay. All right, so that's your answer, Sasquatch, you think? Because of the volume and the pitch. Now that I've suggested it, I'm pretty dead set that I think this is, like, a wolf... or a dog, or something around that size, that it's been really seriously injured.
Let me have another listen. Hold on a second.
This is interesting. Well, I like detectives.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're like a detective. I'm like some idiot listening to a detective present their work.
You're the detective who turned up late and unprepared. I'm
like the cop with donut crumbs all down his shirt. He's like, "Ooh, that's good work there, boss."
Yeah. snoozing at his desk.
Yeah.
What that is?
Oh, you might be right. Hold on a second. Let's look up wolf in pain. Oof, do I want to see this?
Oh, yeah, I feel bad. That's why I didn't want to.
Okay, all right. Let me have
I might type injured wolf sound.
Oh, what the fuck? I just got some emo song.
There's a dog's whining YouTube video. Oh, 7 minutes long. Fucking cut to the chase.
Ooh, cannot unsee that.
What's that?
It's a very injured wolf.
Okay.
We've gone into a dark path for you listeners.
Yeah, we're braving the wilds of YouTube. to try and find sound clips. It may not be possible to find a clip.
Maybe.
Because I think it would violate, like, YouTube standards.
Yeah.
If you just had a clip of, like, a hurt animal. Maybe. I don't know. I'm getting plenty of just normal wolves howling.
Yeah, you're right, though. It's not a million miles off.
I don't know. That's my guess. But is your Sasquatch guess based primarily on the Ohio sound?
No, I've had heaps of sounds that are attributed to Sasquatch. But now that I've heard more wolves, I'm coming around to your wolf theory. Because it sounds very similar. The distinction is a bit more raspy.
Yeah. Maybe? Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like the howl is like, oh, and this is more like, ah!
Yeah, yeah.
Really unpleasant for people. which I guess makes sense if it's hurt.
Hmm. Yeah, just reminded me of it, that's all. But, yeah, I would be keen to hear what other people think, because the YouTube comments were mostly silly. People who, like, aren't really taking it seriously.
Yeah. That's just some wolves howling.
Oh, it's an hour and 1 minute of wolves howling. Thanks, friend.
Got all night. All right, well, I was at, 7 minutes, 24. I skipped forward, though. I wasn't just...
7 minutes what?
24.
Okay.
Just around that 7 minute mark. Right. If you just make that sound, but raspier.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, that, but, like, you've been injured, so it's a bit... Yeah.
All right, yeah, no, I'm coming around. Coming around. Yeah. God, I'm such a fucking skeptic these days.
That's all right. We'll get your crazy credentials back sometime. Just not this week.
It's all right. I had a win last week with Holland. Well, not week. I had a win last episode, the last main episode with the Oladira.
So Oladira. Did you?
It's a mild win.
What was the win there?
You thought it was a new species.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't think that's... yeah, I don't...
You don't think that's a win?
I feel more comfortable doing that. No, it's like, technically it's a win for you, but it's not like you got me to admit pterodactyls existed, which is worse.
No, I haven't gotten there yet again for a while. That's all right. I'll choose something that I'll make you believe, but you won't want to believe next time. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, yeah. Okay. I think I'm coming around to wolves. That's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah. All right then, and that's the end of the episode. Then tell us what you think. Do you think wolves?
That's very big of you to come around, even though I did no research and I don't deserve a win. So thank you for being the bigger person.
Ah, when you're right, you're right. I guess. All right. Well, send us send us your stuff to cryptidaddicted@gmail.com that you want us to take a look at these small episodes. Please, for the love of God, send us something that is like very obviously a cryptid so we can have a win.
Yeah, that'd be good. Maybe I'll try and dial down the skepticism a bit.
No, it's good.
No, it's good.
I mean, okay. As long as you're not... You're an open-minded skeptic, so you're not just, like, not listening to me. You're taking in all the evidence. I think we just need better evidence.
Yeah. Yeah, but please do send stuff in. And the stuff that comes out of Reddit is also pretty good. I'm happy to... I mean, it sounds like you do a bit of browsing of the subreddit anyway. The cryptid subreddit, cryptozoology subreddit. So maybe we can just go poach some good stuff from there. Maybe we go to the all-time tops from that subreddit or something. I don't know.
That's true. Yeah.
Do our spin.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. And we will see you next time.
Yep, sounds good.
Is it a big episode next?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, right. After the questions.
After the questions. All right. Yeah. Cool.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Have a good time. Life.
Have a good evening, morning, afternoon, whatever it is for you.
Yes.
Yes. And life.
And
yes,
less.
As you say.
All right. Okay.
Goodbye.
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 Goodbye. And then it's our favorites. Then it's the real fans who
yeah.
are still listening.
We got the rest of them, but not you, you clever clog.
Let's bitch about them.
Yeah, fuck those guys. I wonder. I would love to get like a look at what countries the people are from that stick around, as opposed to people before. Like, is it just the people from Ghana know to stick around, or who knows?
I don't know. I don't think I can possibly get those statistics.
No, I think that's impossible. Oh,
hey,
well.
If you're one of the people who are sticking around, send
who
us a message.
You? I hope
who
they're
are
not
you?
Bots. They might be bots.
Hello, bot number 5. You're our babe.
Yeah, you're pretty. All right.
You're shiny. All right. All right. Goodbye.
See you, everyone.